fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 21st day of June, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. I may have given this before, but if I have, it's been a long time ago. Get yourself an extra pair of boots. Now, if you live in an area where there's severe, very, very severe below zero weather, you might want a set, 2 extra pairs of boots, one for your summer wear and one for your winter wear. A lot of things you can substitute, but a good pair of boots that fit you properly in hard times could literally be a matter of life and death. So get that extra pair of good quality boots now while you can. We have a patient waiting in the green room. My friend Andrew is representing EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how you can protect your car, your truck, your home, your solar panels, your generator from the effects of EMP, and in the case of your home and solar panel and generator, from the effects of lightning as well. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here, sir. Well, today is the longest day of the year, the first day of summer, the summer solstice, and the days start getting shorter beginning tomorrow, a few minutes a day. And so this first half year has flown by. We've got just a tad more than 6 months before the year wraps up. We continue to get more and more disturbing news about the international situation involving Russia and China, about these elections and how election fraud will now be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, and of course the COVID matter, which continues to spin wildly out of control. I think I mentioned last week, Andrew, that companies are already looking to recruit people to replace the folks who took the COVID shot because they know they'll be either,
right,
either disabled or dead in a few months to a year or two. You've only got, what, 3 people, 2 or 3 people in your company that took the COVID shot?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number as of today, but it's very few comparative to the amount of employees we have, that's for sure. If I recall, basically it was mostly some of the older folks because they were concerned about getting it, and then there's a, you know, I don't know the exact number, but certainly there's a you know, and I basically most people don't want to get it in the building, which I understand. I also don't want to, so.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, California is about to institute what amounts to a vaccine passport. They're not calling it that because of they don't want people to oppose it. But the state of California is about to implement that, maybe already has. This one issue, we have lots of issues as I just listed them, but this one issue will change our society in many ways, and pretty much none of them for the good, are they?
No, yeah. If they were to institute something like that, it would be horrific, in my personal opinion.
Oh, it would be. It would be.
Yeah.
Getting back to the matter of Russia and China, China is being pretty overt in threatening the United States with nuclear weapons, basically these days. Make-believe President Biden went to Europe and made a fool of himself in front of the world and President Putin, which is no surprise there. And but the mainstream media built up Biden as if he was going over there and going to tell President Putin that this is the way it is. What a joke! What an embarrassment!
Yeah.
How humiliating to have this man representing our country. In the meantime, my friend Jeff Nyquist and another friend of mine, Dave Hodges, they're talking about the documented evidence that Russia is bringing Spetsnaz into this country through Mexico. Their advanced party's been here for 20-plus years, but it sounds like boots on the ground time. It's getting close. And the most countries' war doctrine dictates that they use their most fearsome weapons first. In fact, we just saw that when we did that invasion of Iraq. They called it shock and awe. We used our most fearsome weapons first. And that's to demoralize the enemy. That's the purpose of that, isn't it, sir?
It is, and it's very effective. It's been used many times in history. Once you kind of change the will of the fighter, of the people, it's pretty hard to get that back, especially if you were very effective on your first, you know, in your first round of what you were doing. So, yeah.
Well, I saw that
let's
firsthand.
Hope they don't do that.
I saw that firsthand during the Tet Offensive. The Viet Cong began with shooting really powerful mortars into the city where I was. And, of course, it woke everybody up, and then the small arms came shortly after that, and then the ground attack on the 4th Corps compound, which was the Tactical Operations Center, came after that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new about using their most fearsome weapons first, is there?
No, it's not new at all. It's very effective. You know, it's got a huge psychological impact for sure. And, yeah.
Well, we're in agreement there, which I knew we would be. So everybody listening, we got men and women all over the world, literally, on Monday, the 21st day of June, the first day of summer, listening to Andrew and John Moore talk about why they need to be prepared, and now we're about to tell them how to be prepared. And that's by making sure that their car, their truck, their home, their generator, their solar panels are protected, right?
That's right. It's incredibly important.
It is. Now, even if the grid goes down, that means not going to be any more fuel, maybe for years. I just took the precaution last week, Andrew, of storing up 15 gallons of premium unleaded gasoline with no alcohol in it. Then I got a good quality stabilizer in it, and I got it stored with tight-fitting lids in the shade, so it won't be exposed to undue heat. The purpose of that fuel is to make that one most important trip that I may have to make. And I urge everybody to do the same thing, don't you, sir?
I do. It's it's so important. It's a life-saving tool. And actually, it might be good kind of to discuss what we're talking now is kind of the most common things that I might hear either on the web or from people on the phone. And I can talk about that.
Let's do that right now. Sure.
Yeah. Sure. So one of the things I always hear a lot is, why do I need this in my home if the grid goes down? What's the point of this? And from a normal perspective of people who aren't thinking about this sort of thing, that question makes sense, right? Oh, well, the grid's down. I don't have power anyways. There's a little bit more to it than that, especially to a lot of people that would be listening to the John Moore Show. So the first thing is, let's talk about those people who have solar and generator. So if you have EMP shield on your home and EMP shield on your generator or on your solar, you still have power. You know, the EMP may have taken out the grid. It probably took out, you know, if you're on a block, it's got people on the block. But I would hope that most people that have solar probably aren't on a block. They're probably somewhere else or away from people. But even the people around you probably don't have power. But you do still have power because your house was protected and your solar or your backup generator or both were protected. That's the first reason. The second reason, you know, why would I want to have EMP shield on my home if the grid goes down is EMP shield doesn't just protect against EMP. It protects against EMP, solar flares, which we call coronal mass ejections, lightning and power surges. So four different categories. So yes, if the grid goes down from an EMP, a high altitude nuclear EMP, the grid's probably going to be down for quite a while. But that doesn't mean that if the grid goes down from a low-level EMP that occurred at the ground level or a small to mid-sized solar flare, that the grid, if a small solar flare or a small EMP were to occur, the grid might go down for a couple weeks to a couple months, but then come back up, especially if we complete what we're doing, you know, at a certain point across the grid on allowing that to occur. We're preparing for that. Right. So if the grid does come back up, whether it's in 2 weeks or in 2 months, you're immediately back up and running because your house was protected. Does that make sense, Sean?
It makes absolute sense. And I hope people will pay attention.
Sure. Yeah.
I hope people will pay attention.
Well, and I hope so because, yeah.
Yes. Well, we're in the middle of summer. We got youngsters that will be returning to school in just a couple of months. We've got July and August and 18, 19-year-old boys and girls going off to college, sometimes hundreds of miles away from their home. And
right.
This would be a good time for parents and grandparents to make sure that these youngsters can get home if there would be an EMP attack, because that's where you're going to want them to be. You're going to want them to be at home with you. That's where the youngsters are going to want to be, is at home with you. They may bring their roommate with them because roommate has no other place to go, but that
right.
roommate would be welcome. And in order to make that happen, make sure you equip the youngster's vehicle with an EMP shield device. Make sure that they have youngsters 18, 19, 20, they tend to be kind of airheads for the most part. So, well, they do. I mean, that's just fact of life. And you may want to rent a small storage locker the size of a small closet and have 15 or 20 gallons of fuel in there so that youngster can get home. If carrying capacity is an issue, a luggage rack on the back of the vehicle. I've had one of these myself. You take a regular tow hitch, and there's a steel rack that you can put on there that would hold, about 6 or 7 5-gallon containers full of gasoline, which would be a safe
right.
way to transport it and make sure they have the fuel they need to get home. Lots of ways to skin that cat, isn't there?
There really is. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned this because this actually relates to our second most common question. And this one kind of blows my mind, and I'm sure the listeners will probably be like, why is this a common question? But I can understand it, too. So the second most common question we get is, why do I need this on my vehicle? I'm just going to run out of gas, and I'm going to be a target anyways, right? I this is another question that I'm like, huh? But I understand from a normal perspective, people just aren't really thinking what they're saying through.
So if you don't mind, Joel, I'll quickly answer
Please.
That one as well.
Please.
We've already touched on it, but I'll quickly address it. So think about this. If you're 100 miles from home, would you rather have a car or not have a car, even knowing that you're going to run out of gas and that you're going to be a target? For me, I would rather take the car every second of every chance that I had, because the vehicle means that you have a much higher percentage or likelihood of getting home than on foot, right? And so that's what we really need to impress upon people that are listening, is like the vehicle is literally potentially the difference between life and death. Having a vehicle doesn't mean that everything's perfect. Absolutely not. You have to negotiate the fact that you're going to run out of gas and solve it, or use that one tank of gas to your advantage. And you're potentially going to run into a risk of people, being a target because you're the only person on the road. However, being the first person with a vehicle after an EMP, I don't think you're a target immediately, because most people don't realize what actually happened. It won't be until later when they start to strategize, like, hey, if you see a vehicle, stop it. In the very beginning, they're just going to be like, well, that guy's driving. Why am I not driving?
Right,
you could probably
right.
take that to
That would probably
advantage
last
for yourself.
About 2 to 3 hours. People will
I
be
think
totally
so too.
Justified. 2 to 3 hours. And that's a critical window, isn't it?
Oh, I'd say the first 4 or 5 hours is absolutely critical, because somebody whose car just broke down isn't immediately going to steal somebody else's car. You're
right.
going to have a little bit of time until they realize that there's only like 1% of vehicles, either the ones that are very old or the ones that had EMP shield that are driving on the road. And at a certain point, when they realize they might die, they will then begin to steal a vehicle to protect themselves or their family. But during that initial window, you're golden. Even after the initial window, you still have the advantage because you had the EMP shield in your car.
Right,
so I hope
right.
that kind of helps people understand.
Well, 9/11/01, my adult daughter was living with myself, my wife, and I. We had 3 vehicles. By 10 a.m. Central Time, we had all 3 vehicles topped off with fuel, money out of the bank,
yep.
cars loaded up to go to our safe haven. It was 5 p.m. Central Time when everybody else started to get gas and get ready to do something. So that's personal observation that I saw firsthand. Is it took
oh, yeah.
that long for people to figure out, oh, yeah, maybe I should go get some gas. And they kept at their
right.
workstation rather than getting fuel. And then when they did decide to go get fuel all at the same time, that's when the vehicles were lined up 10, 15, 20 deep and fistfights were breaking out and so forth, because they waited
right.
all day long before they decided to get fuel and go by the supermarket, didn't they?
That's right. And a good thing to kind of consider, or to teach your kids, or even do a daily routine for yourself, is always keep your car topped off. Train your children, especially the ones at college, right, with their EMP shield, to consistently keep their car topped off. That way they don't have to run to the gas station if something were to occur, you know?
Well, good luck on that. I think it's a worthwhile effort to attempt to get them to do that.
Attempt to. Right.
And if they do, they're ahead of the game. That's why I would, as a grandpa, I would rent one of those little, storage units can be very small, the size of a small closet. They don't cost much.
Sure.
And you could store, maybe 30 gallons of fuel in 5-gallon cans, and maybe some freeze-dried food, some bottled water, maybe some kind of firearm so the youngster could defend themselves. Maybe even a radio so they could talk back to their parents or grandparents. That would be even one,
sure.
even better. But that wouldn't cost a whole lot to do that, and that would give the grandparents and parents some peace of mind that youngster that's 400 or 500 miles away at least has a good chance of getting home, as opposed to no chance at all.
Absolutely.
Here's our break. Give us a call, and call number is 512-248-8255.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a very nice $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment that you get from EMP Shield when you place your order from my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, we're visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. Andrew, each week we have new listeners, and each week we need to educate the new listeners about what EMP is and how and why it needs to be protected from.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll be happy to explain. So EMP isn't from a video game. It stands for electromagnetic pulse, and most people think it's a sci-fi or a topic of discussion that is never possible, never going to happen, or is not real. That's actually absolutely not the case. So I'll kind of begin by explaining that EMP is actually one of the most devastating weapons that is currently in the inventory. I would actually say that it's more devastating than a nuclear weapon being used at the ground level. So let me explain what it is. An EMP primarily is caused by a nuclear weapon, just like a nuclear blast that we've seen in World War II, except for that nuclear weapon is used in the atmosphere. Usually they'd say roughly 300 miles above the Earth would be the best elevation to detonate the blast. And what happens is that nuclear bomb goes off in all directions. So it goes out towards the magnetosphere above the atmosphere. It also goes downwards towards the atmosphere, and it causes two types of effects. And there's three phases of an EMP. So the first effect that's caused, it occurs during the E1 and the E2 portion of the EMP. And that's where the blast goes downwards towards the atmosphere and creates a thing called ionization. And so in layman's terms, all ionization is the gamma radiation from the blast and the matter from the blast in the phase one and phase two hitting the atmosphere and then stripping the atmosphere of its electrons. And then those electrons are shot down towards the Earth. So basically, to simplify it, the E1 and the E2 portion of an EMP is basically freed electrons from the atmosphere coming down towards the Earth and inducing into everything that's a conductor. So the grid, it goes directly into your home, directly into your cell phone, directly into your vehicle. And the E1 and the E2 is a DC energy that will basically be the cause of the destruction of anything that has microelectronics inside of it, you know. So anything that's plugged into your home's power system, potentially that would include your cell phone, anything that basically has those microelectronics. The E3 portion of the EMP is actually a little bit different, as I explained in the beginning. So that nuclear weapon blasts outwards towards the magnetosphere. The magnetosphere is that shield around the Earth that blocks things from space from damaging or coming in towards the Earth. It likes to maintain a certain shape around the Earth. What happens, though, is when that blast occurs, it pushes out on the magnetosphere, causing it to fluctuate because that magnetosphere likes to stay in a normal shape around the Earth. While the magnetosphere is fluctuating, which can occur anywhere from minutes to hours, even potentially days, depending on the size of the blast, there is a low and slow AC charge that occurs at the ground level of the Earth while it's fluctuating to get back into its normalized state. So basically, from minutes to hours, that low and slow charge builds up across the grid, because the grid is the largest antenna. We're talking about hundreds, potentially thousands of miles of conductor that will induce this energy at the ground level. So basically, the E3 portion of the EMP is the portion that destroys the grid because it's the largest antenna and it's a low and slow charge. So things like transformers, substations, that energy and the charge built on the grid will also go into your home and destroy your home's electronics as well. And so those are the three phases of an EMP. The Department of Homeland Security projects that after 12 months after a EMP, a high-altitude nuclear EMP, up to 90% of the population will be potentially dead. And I know it's a scary thought, but the reason being is because we don't have any clean running drinking water. Basically, people are going to get sick, and they're going to die or die from lack of water. So it's an incredibly devastating weapon that can potentially reach the entire United States and even more than that.
That's right. Good explanation. Thank you. Bob, now our break. We have a break. Call on numbers 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 21st day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. Our Rumble archives are down for the time being. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, is on vacation. Once he's back, we'll start getting those caught up and also the daily intelligence briefing. In the meantime, there's dozens of excellent articles and videos about the COVID matter, the COVID shots, the make-believe vaccines. There we have literally dozens of articles and videos about the COVID matter. You really need to educate yourself so that you can educate others. I talked to Tom Berryhill the other day. He's diligently working on getting energy cleaners manufactured. He's working on a batch of 100 right now. I'll be getting enough to get all these back orders caught up and have a few left over for future orders. If you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. If you're not getting the best night's sleep that you should be getting, you also need an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. You can also. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. Toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. We're talking about the events of the day and also how EMP Shield can protect your home, your car, your truck, your generator, your solar panel from the effects of EMP. And you get a very nice, very substantial $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Now, Andrew, let's segue into lightning. Last night I saw a terrible electric storm. It was a lot of lightning and thunder. No damage at my place, but lightning does tens of millions of dollars of damage all over this country every year, doesn't it, sir?
It does. In fact, in 2020, they had over $1 billion worth of damage. Lightning's just an incredible work of nature. It can be very devastating to your home, and it can be very costly and time-consuming if you didn't have protection on your house, that's for sure.
And the EMP device will protect from the home from lightning, generator from lightning, and the control panels on your solar panels from lightning as well.
That's correct. Yeah, so it doesn't just protect a little bit against lightning. Actually, it was a very unintentional thing. While we developed the EMP shield for EMP, we accidentally realized that it serves as 100% lightning protection system for your home. So EMP shield actually guarantees 100% lightning protection. We've had over 100 houses get hit now with zero damage. We've yet to have a warranty claim on a home. That's how robust this is, and those are close, near or even direct lightning strikes. We're probably at 300 indirect lightning strikes that we protected against as well. So it's a very, very robust piece of technology. So even if you're not concerned about EMP, the EMP shield on your home will give you a better protection than the next closest things, which would be like a Siemens FS-140, because we guarantee it. The other thing that really sets the EMP shield apart when you're talking about the surge protection realm is the warranty. We were looking into warranties the other day, looking at, for instance, Siemens. It says that the warranty and theirs, which the Siemens is one of the best surge protectors, that is said to be one of the best in the United States right now. It doesn't protect against acts of God, which include lightning strikes, and it doesn't protect against overvoltage. And this isn't to ding the surge protector, because they do offer a fairly decent surge protector, but the warranty doesn't cover the two things it's supposed to protect against from. And this is our warranty is not even in the same class, because we literally say we protect against lightning strike, and we don't just cover up to the home's deductible, which normally is around $500. We will cover up to $25,000 in every piece of equipment that was to be damaged should damage occur, which to date we haven't even had to deal with that because it's done its job. It will protect against direct lightning strike. But should that occur, we will cover any damage that happens up to $25,000.
And there's no other company offering this kind of insurance on their equipment that they sell, or is there?
Certainly not below $1,000. We're right around the $300 price range. So basically $300 will protect yourself, protect your home for 10 years. It's a 10-year warranty. There's literally nothing else out there even close. You're talking thousands upon thousands of dollars and still probably no guarantee on 100% protection.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. We don't disclose the numbers being sold to the U.S. government of these devices, but it is substantial, isn't it?
Yes, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, and we can publicly say we are listed by Department of Homeland Security. We're a part of the Texas pilot program, the EMP pilot and grid pilot program for the DEMSO, which is basically it's the first program that's testing a portion of the grid for an upgraded grid system that will eventually go across the United States. And we're working with many other agencies and large corporations, either affiliated with the government or, that are doing national level work. So, yes.
Well, and recently in the news, you're a busy guy, you may not be aware of this, a a gentleman, a Chinese gentleman, has bought 200 square miles of Texas, and he intends to set up a wind farm there, where there is no wind, by the way. But that will give him access to the Texas power grid, just because he set that up, even though he's not making any power. And he's very close by to a major U.S. Air Force base. I know Gotcha. You've been working with Texas to help protect the Texas power grid. This certainly is a very concerning matter, isn't it?
Yeah, that's incredibly concerning. This is the first I've heard about that. We had some issues in Texas previously. I don't know if it was the Houston consulate, maybe. Rings a bell. But we actually kicked the Chinese out of their consulate in Texas because of the potential hacking of certain systems and potentially the grid as well. So it would not, I wouldn't put it past them that that's clearly what they're doing. You know, they have a huge interest in our technology, a huge interest in our data. You know, the solar winds is, you know, clearly, and then the grid itself. So that's very concerning.
It is. Well, our free and open society, without checks and balances to protect us from foreign enemies, is certainly making us very vulnerable, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the problem is, especially connecting to the grid, at the grid's current state, you can create, and I won't go too much into it, but an EMP doesn't have to be caused by a nuclear weapon. You know, you can do what's called a pulse injection into portions of the grid, which could create, you know, huge problems with the grid. It would basically be a pulse injecting, you know, a very, very fast EMP type energy into the grid, which would cause similar effects. So that would be very bad.
It would be. Well, I don't recall which publication. I always confuse two: Popular Mechanics and Mechanics Illustrated. Or Popular Science, one of those kind of publications. It's been about 20 mm-hmm. years ago. They published an article on how to, with a fairly a good amount of detail, how to manufacture an EMP device that used a small amount of conventional
right.
explosives with no nuclear material being involved, which at the time I thought that was kind of shocking that they would do that. But, of course, that kind of information is not that hard to find if you have at least an average IQ, is it?
It's not. And, you know, the topic of EMP is becoming more well-known. What an EMP is becoming more well-known. In fact, there's a website called Interesting Engineering. Have you heard about that before, the website?
I have not. Interesting Engineering, okay.
Okay. Interesting Engineering, they wrote an article about EMP last week that I put a thumbs up. I don't even really use Facebook on my personal page even at all, really much at all lately, but I came across that when I was working with the EMP Shield Facebook page, and man, they did a very good job. They even talk about, you know, protection capabilities, and they talk about how it works. And so for anybody who follows that page, go look up their EMP article. I'm impressed, and it was great on getting the word out about
and
EMP.
And the website is Interesting Technology?
It's interestingengineering.com.
Interesting Engineering. Okay, Interesting Engineering. I'll make a note of that. Okay. I guess they get into all kinds of different fields of engineering then, don't they?
Oh, they do. They kind of simplify some of the more complex ideas. It's incredibly popular. I think they've got like 7 million followers on Facebook. So they've become very large over the last decade. Yeah.
Amazing. We got a caller here.
Andy. Oh, yeah.
We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. I bought two units. One was the outside-the-box home unit I'm using for an RV. Uh-huh. I hope I got the right one. Is that box UV protected and weatherproof? It's outside in the rain on the pole.
It is.
Wonderful.
It is, absolutely. So they are they're IP66 rated. When we went through the Edison Testing Laboratory, formerly, now it's called Intertech, part of the testing was extreme weather. So it is rated for IP66 in extreme weather. Yes, sir.
And the second question, a lot of these fairs and festivals are starting up again. They use the 70.7 volt distributed speaker system, where the speakers have a step-down transformer or autoformer. Those lines are highly susceptible to lightning strike. Is there a special unit for 70.7 volt PA system?
So are they, they're basically stepping down from 122.40, correct?
I believe so, yes. A lot of them are put up temporarily for this. Excuse me, go ahead.
What you could do is where it connects to the 122.40, you could install the same unit that you have for your RV, and it would protect the system down the line as well.
I see. Well, I did an install in Ohio, and we use twist locks on the speaker lines to unhook them. They usually cancel football games and whatnot if there's lightning threat. And then when it's not being used, then the lines are completely unhooked. And then third question while I have you here, if you have standalone security cameras, maybe solar battery, is there, do you have a security camera unit?
So not specifically for security cameras, but we do have around 40 DC models. So if you're running off of a solar system, you can put protection on the solar system, which will also protect everything in the system, including the cameras that are connected.
Well, thank you kindly.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome. And if you have more questions, give us a call. Yeah.
And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, it sounds like Sherman is a guy who has he understands the need for it, and he's taking charge of that and making sure these needs are met, isn't he?
Yes, sir. And I love questions like that when it's people who understand the threat. You know, they already understand the technology, and for them, it's just giving us some new concepts on things we might want to protect down the road. That's where new product ideas actually come from, is customers just like Sherman, who's like, hey, have you considered this? And it's like, oh, you know, we can protect it, but if we can make a way to install it easier, you know, let's consider doing it.
Right.
That's great.
Right. Well, there's always questions. Don't be bashful out there. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we have a fast-changing world here, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir, we do. That's a fact.
And I think that the quicker people wake up, the better off they're going to be. Going back to my friend Jeff Nyquist, he was talking last week about, I believe he said, 8,000 Sputniks coming into the United States through Mexico. Their advanced parties have been here for years. I've been talking about it. Being here for a number of years myself, and given specific locations where they are. A very dear friend of mine who's connected to Homeland Security and FEMA both, and SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency, has told me that that there's a Sputniks group in every county in the United States. There's 3,300 counties in the United States, and they have a small group of anywhere from 6 to 8 to maybe 20 or 30, as they have at Beto, Missouri, one located in every county in the United States. That's a tremendous logistical undertaking, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. That's decades and decades in the making. But yeah, I believe that's potentially true for sure. They've even made, there's been books and TV shows made about that exact same concept. Since the beginning of the Cold War, or even before that, I believe Russia was attempting to do those types of things. And it would certainly give them a better foothold should something kick off, because they already have boots on the ground, coordinating,
absolutely,
collaborating, communicating.
Well,
you know,
it's the dream of every general is to have his troops secretly positioned inside enemy territory before the war begins.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Of course it is, and that's what they've done. Now, we The original concept of special forces was to have men that could pass for, as Northern Europeans to parachute into Europe to assist in guerrilla warfare. But that would be after the fact, after the war began. But to have men pre-positioned is certainly much better, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much better. I mean, to have eyes and ears at the, you know, the place where things are occurring immediately, that'd be phenomenal. Now, the trick would be communications, especially after an EMP. Most forms of communications would either be down or not functional.
Well, they would primarily use HF. HF radio. We have our last break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Let's jump to J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 21st of June. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women located in St. Charles County, Missouri. They're selling their CDs on my website to raise money for their uniforms and travel and so forth. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield, talking about this wonderful equipment that I was hoping somebody would invent for years and years. I've spent a lot of time and money dealing with preparing for EMP, and I'm not alone. You probably bump into all kinds of people doing what you do, Andrew, that did similar things to myself. when I hired my mechanic to retrofit my 1988 Dodge to become a 1968 Dodge. I'm probably not the only person like that you've run into, am I?
No. In fact, there's a huge culture out there that was purchasing older trucks. I don't remember the specific trucks, but I actually heard that the value of those trucks increased simply because of the demand from preppers and people.
It's a Dodge 12-valve diesel is what it is.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so basically with our technology, folks no longer have to go purchase an entire, you know, older vehicle just to have a vehicle that runs after an EMP. It's still a effective technique, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you need a work truck. But our, you know, using our technology would be much more affordable and simply installs onto your current vehicles. There's people all over that we're trying to protect for a very long time.
Well, and your equipment is a game changer. It really is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
It's equipment that is proven. It's the same equipment the Department of Defense. There's no difference at all between what my listeners can buy and what the Department of Defense buys. They all come from the same manufacturing line, and it's exactly the same, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly correct. It was all tested to military standards at a military-certified testing facility. Keystone Compliance is where we tested. It's a world-renowned EMP testing facility, and yeah, it's the same, and it's, you know, it's going to do its job. And the day that that happens, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be very happy they made a small investment to protect their future.
We got a call here, Andrew. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I have two questions because I don't have time. I got really deceived by one of our lawmakers here in Texas because when I asked him about the grid, he said that mm-hmm. they had it protected by Faraday technology. That was a lie, right?
Yeah, so a Faraday cage is basically a box or a container that doesn't allow any signal in or out. So you can't use a Faraday cage to protect the grid.
Okay, no way. All right, the other question is, can you tell me what is LED foil? I know
LED
people
foil.
Try to...
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's some foil that they wrap cream cheese in, and I've heard of people trying to microwave it, it blows up. And so I checked it out. It will not let... it will protect metal from a microwave. It won't microwave.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Thanks, Chris. Andrew,
all
thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
It was a quick hour. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, John. Bye.
Okay. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Firearms Monday and Sam Andrews. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.